listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Bless the name of Jesus. It's good to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. Last time we stopped, we were in chapter 2 and we stopped at verse 25. And this week we will be continuing from there. So we just thank God for what he has done and what he's doing. Thank God for his goodness and his mercies towards us. And we are going to begin at this time by going to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are God. You are great and greatly to be praised. We thank you that you, O God Almighty, are the Eternal One, the Almighty God, the God of grace and mercy, the God of truth and righteousness. O God, the only wise God, the Holy One of Israel, the Righteous One. We praise you today, O God, and we give you glory, for there is no other God but Jehovah God, the promise-keeping God, the all-sustaining God, O God, the God who lives forevermore. We bless your name today, O God, we lift you high, we magnify you, for you alone are worthy of praise and glory and honor. Thank you for this opportunity to bring forth your word to your people. Thank you that your word, O God, is already anointed. Your word is already powerful. Your word said that your word is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. O God, your word pierced the hearts of men, bringing forth transformation. We thank you that there will be some piercing this evening as your word comes forth. And we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that lives will be transformed by your word. We thank you today, O God, that your word stands forever. The grass withers, the flower fades, but your word stands forever. We thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. O God, we thank you, O God, that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by your word. So we bless you this day, and we praise you, and we give you glory. For you alone deserve all the glory, honor, and praise. Thank you for what you'll be doing this evening as we continue, O God, to glean from your word. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. You are our guide. Your word tells us that you are here to guide us into all truth. Let the truth, O God, of your word, O God Almighty Lord, be in our heart and in our minds, that we will live according to your will. Lord, we thank you again for this privilege, O God Almighty Lord, to bring forth your word. And I pray in the name of Jesus that we will eat and be filled up with you, and we will go forth as ambassadors of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we continue in the epistle of Paul to the Romans. And last time, as we said, we're at verse 25 of chapter 2. Paul was saying that for circumcision verily profited if you keep the law, but thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. So Paul was speaking at this time, referring to the Jews, that their circumcision, that the covenant that they have with God, that through that covenant that God had made with Abraham, Paul was saying to the Jews that it will only profit them if they practice the law. But if they break the law, then their circumcision is to no avail. They are not in a better position than the Gentiles, the uncircumcised. And sometimes we think that our status, you know, who we are, really can bring us into that relationship. But people of God, it's just telling us that we are to understand that God has no favorites. And we are not exempt from the punishment of God for breaking his laws, even though we might say that we are God's chosen. And that's how the Jewish people always behave. We are God's chosen people. So we can do anything. But Paul was making it clear that it's not so. It doesn't profit you anything. Even though you are circumcised, you are under the Abrahamic covenant. That doesn't make you exempt from God's judgment if you do wrong. So Paul was just making it so clear to the Jews. Don't think that because you're a Jew, you can do as you like. You also have to practice to keep God's law, to live according to God's will, and not to think that circumcision is going to prevent you from being judged by God. God is a just God, and he has to punish sin. So let us be aware of that, and let us not think that we are exempt from the judgment of God, but let us walk in holiness and truth. Verse 26 of Romans chapter 2. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? So Paul was saying that for this reason, anyone who practices the righteousness of the law, that even the Gentile, the uncircumcision, he was referring to the Gentiles there, who does this, he's accounted as a Jew. He's accounted as one that is in covenant relationship with God. So when we refer to Acts chapter 10 and the account given of Cornelius, Cornelius was a Gentile. But the Bible says that he was devoted to God, not only him, but his household as well. He would pray daily. He would give to the poor. And the word of God said the angel appeared to Cornelius and said to him, Cornelius, your prayers have come up as a memorial to God. This man was a Gentile, but this man was practicing right living. This man was devoted to God. And not only him, but he made sure that his household was walking in righteousness and truth. God noticed this man. He wasn't a Jew. So we see, people of God, God is no respecter of persons. So it doesn't matter who you are. And once you decide to obey God, walk in obedience to his will, the Lord takes notice of it. The Lord knows those that are his. He knows the hearts that are inclined towards him. He knows. So we don't have to pretend. He knows everything. So we have to come to understand, people of God, that God is no respecter of persons. So Paul was making it clear to the Jews that your circumcision not going to make you in a better standing to God than the Gentiles. But if there's a Gentile who is practicing right living, he is in right standing with God. He is seen as God's chosen because he is living according to the will of God. Verse 27 of Romans chapter 2. And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law? The Gentiles who physically do not have the sign of the Abrahamic covenant, which is circumcision, if they do right, Paul said, you be the judge. So Paul was saying the Jews who have the law and are circumcised, they bear the sign of the Abrahamic covenant. They break the law. They also break the law. So they have the sign of the covenant, that is circumcision, but they still break the law of God. Look on verse 28 of Romans 2. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. So Paul is trying to bring something across to the Jewish audience at this time. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. So Paul was saying a true Jew is not one outwardly. It's not about you being circumcised, which is going to place you in right standing with God. So look at verse 29. Look at what he says, the answer he gives. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart. People of God, we must understand that. He is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God. What Paul was saying, he was saying that a true Jew is one that has his heart circumcised. His heart has become clean and pure before God. Who does not work to get the praise of men, but of God. So people of God, we have to understand it's a heart issue. It's a heart issue. And sometimes we pay so much attention to the outward man and think that it is, that is it. But it's not. It's a heart issue. And God looks at the heart. Men look on the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. So Paul was saying, who is a Jew? One that has their heart. The true Jew is one that has his heart circumcised. One who is walking in purity of heart and mind. People of God, we have to come to know and understand God's word. Jesus himself spoke of the importance of having a clean heart. We're going to turn to Mark 7. Mark 7, 14 through 23. Mark 7, 14 through 23. The word of God said, and when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. That's Jesus speaking here. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he said unto them, Are ye also without understanding? Do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entering into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not into the heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the trough, purging all meats. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So Jesus was making it clear that it's a state of heart, it's a condition of your heart. So many times we spend so much time looking and concentrating and putting so much attention on the outward man. But what is inside of us? What is inside of us? How is our heart condition? How is our heart? So we have to stop and ask the Lord to clean us up. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. People of God, we need to ask the Lord to cleanse our hearts. For many times we think that we are exempt from the judgment of God, because we think that, oh, we are God's chosen. He has called us, he has given us gift, and we are anointed. But people of God, we are called to live holy and to live righteous and to have the right heart. So God is calling us to that place. The word of God spoke in Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgment, and do them. So the Lord spoke through the prophet Ezekiel to his people Israel, that he is going to put a new heart in them, and he's going to put his spirit in them and cause them to walk in his ways. So is the outward circumcision and all those things not going to help you to walk holy? It's my spirit in you. So the Lord was saying, my spirit in you is going to help you to walk, cause you to walk in holiness and truth. And we see where the Lord made the promise through the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers to the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, said the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. People of God, we see here where the Lord was saying to Israel that I'm going to make a new covenant. I'm going to write my laws in your inward part. I'm going to put them in your inward part and write them in your hearts. And people of God, this is done through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has come to cause God's people to walk in righteousness and truth. So it's not about our doings that's going to make us righteous, but is allowing the Holy Spirit to work through us and to bring us to that stage of walking in holiness and truth. We're going to look at another reference scripture in Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 17. The word of God says, and now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heavens and the heavens of heavens is the Lord's, thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Verse 16. Take a note of verse 16. It says, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. So the Lord was speaking from way back here in the time of Moses. As Moses spoke to the children of Israel, the Lord said, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. The Lord was telling them it's a heart issue. It's not about how they look outward. What is happening on the outward man, it's the inward man. So Moses spoke to them here, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked, be no more stubborn, be no more rebellious towards God. That's what God was saying to Israel. For the Lord, your God, is God. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not person, nor taketh reward. So he's no respecter of persons, neither does he take reward from men. He is God, for the Lord your God is God of gods, the Lord and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons. He is no respecter of persons. So don't think that you are exempt. People of God, we have to understand God's word and to know that God is calling us. God is calling us to circumcise our hearts, to be true to him, to walk in truth and holiness, to walk in righteousness, to walk honoring his great name. So let us not think that God has favorites. Let us not think that we are God's favorite and we can do as we please. No, God is not man. God is God. He is the Almighty God. And he will punish sin. He's a just God. So let us not think that it's all about us, but it's all about God and his glory. So let us come to that place of humbling ourselves before God, submitting ourselves to God, submit to his word, hear his word and understand his word, and to know that he's calling us to have a pure heart. Jesus himself spoke in Matthew 5, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." People of God, we want to see God in our everyday life. We want to see him at work. We want to see him high and lifted up. We want to see him exalted above everything that goes on in our earthly life. He's exalted above all. He's sitting high. The word of God tells us that heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. God is God and he must be glorified. He must be worshipped. He does not work to get the praise of men. We don't want to be working to get the praise of men, but we want to get the approval of our Father. Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hearing the word, interpreting the word correctly and applying it to our lives. That's when we give God the glory, when the word is applied to our lives. When we start to practice God's word. When we start to live as God's people, not being stiff-necked, as the Lord spoke to Moses. Don't be stiff-necked, but let your hearts be circumcised. Let your hearts be pure. We pray today, people of God, that God's word, which is that two-edged sword, will cut away all the things from our hearts that are hindering us. We'll cut it away and we'll bring that healing to our hearts. Jesus came to heal broken hearts. He has come to set captives free. People of God, let us put our trust in Jesus Christ, and knowing that he has already done the work at the cross for us, but we have to appropriate what he did for us at the cross. So we are to walk in righteousness and truth. We are to walk honoring his great name, knowing that he is God. He is Lord of all, Lord over everything. We bless the Lord for his word to us today, knowing that it's not by our might, not by our ability, but it's by his spirit. His spirit comes to live with us and in us. And his spirit has come to give us, to enable us to live holy and righteous in this present world. He has given us his grace. The word of God tells us that his grace is sufficient for us. So His grace is always available to us so that we can walk right, we can live right, we can have the right heart. Whatever we do will be with pure motives. Our motives will be right because we have a right heart. Our hearts are cleansed. Our hearts are pure before God. So we want to live that life that truly honors God, bringing glory to His great name. So it's not about us and what we are doing outwardly, but it's the inward man, it's the heart. Is our heart pure? Is our heart clean before God? He's calling us. It's the circumcision of the heart that matters. Our hearts must be circumcised. We ask the Lord today to cut away the things that are hindering us. All the weight and the sin that besets us. So many things are coming to hamper us. But we ask the Lord today to purify us, to remove everything that is not godly in our lives, and bring us to that place of having that right heart towards Him. He's calling us, people of God, and He's calling all of humanity to put their trust in Him and allow Him to do the work in us that we can't humanly do. Many times we say, okay, I'm going to clean up myself, but can we clean up ourselves? No, only God can clean us up. David understood it perfectly when he said, create in me a clean heart, O God. So people of God, it's really a heart condition among us. And we have to come to that place of understanding that the Lord is calling us. He sees our hearts. The word of God said we stand naked before Him. And we have to understand that we can't hide from Him. His eyes go to and fro the earth, beholding good and evil. He sees everything. He knows everything. When men cannot see, He sees. So we have to come to understand who our God is. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. We must know Him and come to reverence Him and walk in His ways. He's calling us, people of God. He's calling the church back to that place of holiness. The word of God said, without holiness, no man shall see God. He's calling us to that place of living righteously. He has given us everything that pertains to godliness. He has given us His Spirit to live with us and in us. So we are not alone. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we just thank God for His word to us this evening. We thank God that He's working on us. And as we submit to Him, as we surrender all to Him, we will see the transformation in our lives. God bless you. God bless you this evening. Let us pray. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Your love, for Your grace, for Your mercy. We thank You for the hope we have in You. Thank You for Your word, which reminds us that You are looking on the inward man. You are looking on the hearts. And we pray today that through the power of Your Holy Spirit, we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We give You thanks and we give You praise as we look to You. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. Praise the Lord.
The Lord is love. Reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.